Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chris Carosa is here. He's president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, LLC. He's the author of Hey, What's My Number? And How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Chris, thanks again for being here. So we in the previous segment, we talked about the pretty unique cross-section of retirement scenarios that America has right now, and all the different forces that have caused some of those, and some of it's generational, some of it's demographic, some of it's financial, economic, et cetera, et cetera. But it all comes down, for every one of those people, it actually does come down to a number, doesn't it?
That's right. It comes down to a number. Unfortunately, the number that most people focus on is a seven-digit number, which scares the you-know-what out of them. And, you know, we have a commercial to thank for that, some commercial that ran a long time with these huge numbers over people's heads. And, you know, I've talked to people, and that really does kind of make them afraid. Most people aren't used to dealing with seven-digit numbers.
No. And the average person is not going to have that kind of a number to retire on.
Well, yeah, that's true. However, it is possible to get there. And it's obviously, the younger you are, the easier it's going to be to do. The number that I'd like them to focus on is not the end number, that big, huge number, but the number that represents how much they need to earn on their investment over the time of their career in order to retire. So what that number is, it's a percentage number. And it's usually a single-digit number, or hopefully it's a single-digit number. And that is the number that I refer to in my book, Hey, What's My Number? And there's a calculator, a free retirement readiness calculator you can get on the Internet. It's on the site lifetimedreamguide.com. And you could plug in your own personal information and find out what your number is. I call that number, by the way, the goal-oriented target, just because that sounds like a cool name.
So you're saying I could go in there and I'd say, okay, I have $100,000 in an IRA or a 401k. I'm expecting to put in $8,000 over the next 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, whatever. And does it tell me what percentage I need, or do I have to tell it what I want out of that?
No, you just press the button and it tells you the percentage that you need.
Who decides what that number is? Have you decided what that number is?
No.
I don't mean the percentage. I mean the final number the percentage is going to give us.
Oh, okay. No, that number is based on 80% of your current salary.
Okay,
if you have,
and do you do this for couples? Should a couple do this, or should an individual do it?
The calculator is designed for both. Okay. Do it as an individual.
So if the couple makes between them $100,000, then you're trying to get them to $80,000 a year in retirement?
That is correct. And that's based on a number of studies.
Isn't that kind of high? Isn't that kind of aggressive? I mean, think about it. When you're in your retirement age, hopefully your house is paid for. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be buying a new dining room suit. You're not going to be buying stuff that, you know, you're going to be getting rid of stuff. You're not going to be buying stuff. Aren't you going to be able to live on even if you travel a little bit, aren't you going to be able to live on a lot less than 80%?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. And I actually asked the people who did the research that came to the conclusion that it was 80%. And what they said is that the research, which really started in the Ronald Reagan administration, so it's been going on for 30 years, and it's pretty consistent. What they see is people are spending roughly 80% of their salary during the retirement year. Now, I'm thinking exactly like you're thinking, which is, all right, that's just an average, and, you know, nobody's average. Everyone's a little bit different. Some people will spend a lot more because they're going to have a heavy travel schedule, and some people will spend a lot less just because they're, you know, they're frugal and they, you know, that's just the way they are.
They don't spend money.
So, although the calculator will default at 80%, you have an opportunity or an option to override that. So as you get closer to retirement, you will become a little bit better at determining what you're going to need during the retirement years. Mm-hmm. So you just override that calculation, and it'll recalculate based on
your own personal numbers. Because if you think about it, if you're making $200 a year, you're not going to need $160, probably. You might, you know, you see what I mean? I mean, that doesn't, the more you make, you, I would think the number could come down because, you know, you won't necessarily, I mean, you're still only going to drive, the gas is going to cost you the same, food's going to cost you the same, insurance is going to cost you the same as someone who makes $100.
Right, and there's even more, is that you might have current living expenses right now that are pretty high, but when you retire, you
can,
for example, downsize your house.
That's right. You drop out of the country club or whatever. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff like that. So, but the main thing is, I like the idea of your calculator. Give us the website again, please.
It's called Lifetime Dream Guide, all one word, .com.
Can we come back? Can we talk about Social Security? We got some words of wisdom on Social Security. Gallup says a record number of people are counting on it, didn't they? They discovered that, right, Chris?
That's right.
So that's an interesting thing. More and more people are counting on it as a big part. Chris, give us the other website, too, please.
The website again?
Yep.
LifetimeDreamGuide.com.
All right. The book is called, Hey, What's My Number? It's not the number you think, either. Christopher Caruso is our guest. CTFA. That's the letters on the back of his, on the end of his name. That means it's really important. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I woke up in a Soho store
where a policeman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.